You consult taste or appetite instead of prudence. At times you expend money for a quality of food in which your brethren cannot afford to indulge. Dollars slip from your pocket very easily. Self-denial is a lesson which you both have yet to learn. All 376.2 parents should learn to live within their means. They should cultivate self-denial in their children, teaching them by precept and example. They should make their wants few and simple, that there may be time for mental improvement and spiritual culture. All 376.3 Indulgence not an expression of love. Do not educate your children to think that your love for them 377 must be expressed by indulgence of their pride, extravagance, and love of display. There is no time now to invent ways for using up money. Use your inventive faculties in seeking to economize. All 376.4 Economy consistent with generosity. The natural turn of youth in this age is to neglect and despise economy and to confound it with stinginess and narrowness. But economy is consistent with the most broad and liberal views and feelings. There can be no true generosity where it is not practiced. No one should think it's beneath him to study economy and the best means of taking care of the fragments. 377.1 The other extreme, unwise economy. God is not honored when the body is neglected or abused and is thus unfitted for his service. To care for the body by providing for it food that is relishable and strengthening is one of the first duties of the householder. It is far better to have less expensive clothing and furniture than to stint the supply of food. 377.2 Some householders stint the family table in order to provide expensive entertainment for visitors. This is unwise. In the entertainment of guests there should be greater simplicity. Let the needs of the family have first attention. 377.3 Unwise economy and artificial customs often prevent the exercise of hospitality, where it is needed and would be a blessing. The regular supply of food for our tables should be such that the unexpected guest can be made welcome without burdening the housewife to make extra preparation. 377.4 Our economy must never be of that kind which would lead to providing meager meals. Students should have 378 an abundance of wholesome food. But let those in charge of the cooking gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. 377.5 Economy does not mean niggardliness, but a prudent expenditure of means, because there is a great work to be done. 378.1 Provide conveniences to lighten wife's labor. Brother E's family live in accordance with the principles of strictest economy. Brother E had conscientiously decided not to build a convenient woodshed and kitchen for his large family, because he did not feel free to invest means in personal conveniences when the cause of God needed money to carry it forward. I tried to show him that it was necessary for the health as well as the morals of his children that he should make home pleasant and provide conveniences to lighten the labor of his wife. 378.2 Wife's allowance for personal use. You must help each other. Do not look upon it as a virtue to hold fast the purse strings, refusing to give your wife money. 378.3 You should allow your wife a certain sum weekly and should let her do what she please with this money. You have not given her opportunity to exercise her tact or her taste, because you have not a proper realization of the position that a wife should occupy. Your wife has an excellent and a well-balanced mind. 378.4 Give your wife a share of the money that you receive. Let her have this, as her own, and let her use it, as she desires. She should have been allowed to use the means that she earned as she in her judgment deemed best. If she had had a certain sum to use, as her own, without being criticized, a great weight would have been lifted from her mind. 378.5 Seek comfort and health. Brother P has not made a judicious use of means. Wise judgment has not influenced him as much as have the voices and desires of his children. He does not place the estimate that he should upon the means in his hands, and expend it cautiously for the most needful articles, for the very things he must have for comfort and health. The entire family need to improve in this respect. Many things are needed in the family for convenience and comfort. The lack of appreciating order and system in the arrangement of family matters leads to destructiveness and working to great disadvantage. On 379.1 we cannot make the heart purer or holier by clothing the body in sackcloth or depriving the home of all that ministers to comfort, taste, or convenience. On 379.2 God does not require that his people should deprive themselves of that which is really necessary for their health and comfort, but he does not approve of wantonness and extravagance and display. On 379.3 learn when to spare and when to spend. You should learn to know when to spare and when to spend. We cannot be Christ's followers unless we deny self and lift the cross. We should pay up squarely, as we go, gather up the dropped stitches, bind off your reveling edges, and know just what you can call your own. You should reckon up all the little spent in self-gratification. You should notice what is used simply to gratify taste and in cultivating a perverted, epicurean appetite. The money expended for useless delicacies might be used to add to your substantial home comforts and conveniences. You are not to be penurious, you are to be honest with yourself and your brethren. Penuriousness is an abuse of God's bounties. Lavishness is also an abuse. The little 380 outgoes that you think of as not worth mentioning amount to considerable in the end.